This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series getting underway this weekend. We'll hear from Dante Hinuna, the Prince Albert Raiders. He is coming off a big series against the Saskatoon Blades, WHL On the Run Player of the Week. It's a program called Will Warms the Community. The Oil Kings defenseman is up for Humanitarian of the Year. We'll talk about his endeavors off the ice making an impact. And the WHL Bantam Draft is less than 2 weeks away. We'll hear from Manitoba top prospect Connor Geeky to close out the show. First up, 50 WHL players have been listed by NHL Central Scouting for its final rankings ahead of the 2019 NHL Entry Draft set for Vancouver June 21st and 22nd. And you can bet it'll be a parade to the podium for WHL talent early. Three WHL players among the top four skaters in North America, led by defenseman Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. He's ranked second. Forward Kirby Dock of the Saskatoon Blades and Dylan Cousins ranked third and fifth, respectively. Joining Byram, Dock, and Cousins in the top 10 among North American skaters is Winnipeg Ice captain Peyton Krebs, as well as goaltender Mads Søgaard. He is ranked second amongst goaltenders in North America and leads all WHL netminders. There's also eight WHL players ranked inside the top 31, including D-man Lasse Thompson of the Kelowna Rockets at 15. Forward Braden Tracy, a big jump for the Moose Jaw Warriors to 21. Prince Albert forward Brett Leeson ranked 25th. And defenseman Matthew Robertson of the Edmonton Oil Kings next at 26th. Overall, the list includes 26 forwards, 14 defensemen, and 10 goaltenders from the WHL, representing all 22 WHL member clubs.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince Albert Raiders forward Dante Hinuna is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Six goals in the final three games of the series against Saskatoon. Now preparing for the Edmonton Oil Kings. Voice of the Raiders Trevor Redden spoke with the overage forward.
Thanks, John. Here in Prince Albert, joined by the reigning WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Dante Hinuna. Dante, congratulations on the honors and a big victory over Saskatoon. Must feel good to be moving on to round three.
Thank you very much. And yes, it does feel good, and we're looking forward to it.
Now, for you, you put some punctuation on that series. You had a goal in Game 4, two goals in Game 5, and kept climbing to three goals there in Game 6. What was it like to, I mean, that one was just a second left, but that hat-trick goal, knowing that that was what was going to punch you guys through to the next round?
Yeah, obviously it was pretty special. The boys, we were working hard, and I got to thank Greggs and Kells, my line mates there. They helped a lot, and we're just going to keep it rolling, hopefully.
Now, I've asked you about this throughout the series, but you come in and probably don't know much about the Saskatoon-Prince Albert rivalry, and to be honest, I think it's been fairly quiet the last few years, but it wasn't quiet this last couple of weeks. What did you learn about these two cities and these two teams, and how much fun was it to be a part of?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Both communities are both involved, and all the fans, they get pretty loud and they're cheering, but it's awesome to play in front of both of them.
The Arthauser Center here particularly, I mean, standing room three or four deep every night, it's crazy. Not only what they're fitting in the building, but we saw when the bus left for Game 3 and 4 in Saskatoon, the turnout outside, and Sunday night when the bus rolls back into town, hundreds of people waiting at the rink to greet you. What's it like to, you know, you've spent time in bigger cities, to come in and see this small community and how much they rally around the team?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Everyone's so involved, and after we came back after that student game, it was crazy the amount of people that showed up, and just the big line, everyone asking photos, so it's pretty special, and we're just grateful we have that kind of support.
Now, for yourself, a lot of playoff experience. I don't think anyone in the team had more playoff experience than you coming into this postseason. Has that, do you think that's been helpful to you to kind of, you know, some of the guys that haven't been there as much to help lead by example and show what it's all about?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime there's someone that has experience in anything, I think it helps a lot to help the younger guys move up. But whenever there's something going on, if there's nerves or anything, you just kind of relax them and just push them forward.
Oh, two teams left here in the Eastern Conference, obviously two really good teams. The Raiders have been number one all the way through, and Edmonton finished first in their division, probably the hottest team in the league to finish the regular season. What kind of a matchup do you expect from the Oil Kings starting Friday?
yeah, obviously it's not going to be easy. They're going to battle hard and they're going to bring their game. So I think we just got to continue how we've been playing a full 60 and a hardworking team.
Now, lastly, we touched on a little bit already, but I mean, I don't think you can overstate the importance of this building and this crowd and how crazy it is here. Knowing that you're starting in this building for the first two, how big is that home ice advantage?
Oh, obviously it's huge. Like I said, the fans here have been unbelievable, and they support us so well, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, Dante, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Will Worm of the Edmonton Oil Kings is preparing for the WHL's Eastern Conference Final, but his name will be up for an award at the upcoming WHL Awards Ceremony in Red Deer. He is the Eastern Conference nominee for the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy for Humanitarian Player of the Year. Will, and I guess first of all here, what an honor. I know it's nice to be recognized for things on the ice, but you know, to be recognized for your work in the community and with the program that bears your name, I'm sure that's pretty exciting for you as well.
Yeah, it's obviously a huge honor. I wasn't really expecting anything like that. It honestly never really crossed my mind. But yeah, we're coming back from Calgary on the bus and saw that WHL tweeted that, and yeah, it's a huge honor.
You know, I think it's just great because you used your time while recovering from a knee injury here to start the season to get a program that's called Will Warms the Community, which is pretty a cool name in itself. But your work has been through several different charities, but namely the Ronald McDonald Children's Hospital here. So tell me why you want to get involved with them.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it started at the beginning of the year when I was put out with a knee injury that was going to be a few months. So got together with the team and just talking about it, we decided that it'd be good if I can be doing something else rather than just sitting around waiting to recover. So, yeah, we talked about a few charities, and Ronald McDonald House is one that I've heard about for a long time, but kind of got some more information on them, and the work they do is just truly incredible. So, yeah, I had an opportunity to get involved with them, and yeah, it's been incredible.
You know, it's probably great, and you give a lot to these charities and Ronald McDonald House, as you mentioned here. But what has it done for you personally? What has, you know, giving back to the community done for you as a person?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just hanging out with these kids and seeing how strong they are despite what they and their families are going through. It's just, it really puts things in perspective, and yeah, I'm honestly just inspired by the strength that some of these kids have. It's pretty incredible.
You know, one of those kids might be Peyton, who has survived three brain surgeries and has spent a lot of time at the Stollery Children's Hospital, and you've worked with him with what's called Peyton's Project. He uses broken hockey sticks to build chairs and then donates that money for the proceeds here as well. Tell me about Peyton's Project and your involvement there.
Yeah, Peyton's a really cool kid. I got to meet him a few times now. Kind of heard about his story and that he's collecting broken hockey sticks and building chairs out of them, which I thought is awesome. So so as an organization, we decided that a lot of our broken sticks we'll collect them all up and we'll take them to Peyton. So yeah, it's been really cool being able to see what he's doing and what he's been through and how well he's doing.
Another one is Carter, who you have also worked with here with the Glen Rose Rehabilitation Hospital. That was prior to Christmas. Tell me about your work with Carter and the chance for him to come to an Oil Kings game as well.
Yeah, Carter's a really special kid. He absolutely loves hockey and loves the Oil Kings. And me and Dylan Miskew both had the chance to spend some time with him. And yeah, one day went to Glen Rose Rehabilitation Center there and brought him some Lego and kind of built a Lego with him and hung out with him for about an hour. And just, yeah, he is a really cool kid, just super positive and lots of energy. And just seeing his face when he saw that I was there with an Oil Kings jersey was honestly priceless. It's, I think something is so special about playing for the Oil Kings and playing in the Western Hockey League is the position we have in the community where people look up to us and we have an opportunity to make an impact for some of these kids. And that's pretty awesome feeling.
You know what, you know, talking to you, Will, it sounds like, you know, winning the award in Red Deer would be great, but it sounds like, you know, you've almost already won that award for yourself personally, just to, you know, to see how this has affected you as you work through your WHL career.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, like I said, just working with all these kids has been so incredible. And you know, never really working with all of them and doing all this stuff I never really thought about any award or anything. It's just really just did it because I've loved doing it so far. And yeah, it has had an amazing effect on me and just the way I look at things and how big of an impact we can have as WHL hockey players.
That's great stuff. And Will, of course, what's at hand now, though, is the Eastern Conference Final. You guys will have your hands full with Prince Albert as well. But you know what? You guys, no one should take you guys for granted at all because of the fact how you guys have gone through playoffs here. 7 straight playoff wins. How do you feel heading into that series?
Yeah, I think we all feel good. We've got a lot of confidence in the group, and we've got an amazing group of guys in the room. And it's been a really special feeling the last couple months in our locker room. And yeah, we're all ready to take on Prince Albert and give him a good shot.
Will Warm of the Edmonton Oil Kings up for the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy for Humanitarian Player of the Year, the Eastern Conference nominee. Will, great stuff here. This has been fantastic to chat with you, learn more about your projects off the ice here. Best of luck at the award ceremony in Red Deer.
Thanks so much.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
9 players from the WHL are now playing with Canada at the World Under-18 Hockey Championships in Sweden. Of the 23-player roster, it includes 2 goaltenders, 3 defensemen, and 4 forwards. Those forwards, Peyton Krebs of the Winnipeg Ice, Dylan Cousins of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Braden Tracy of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Connor Zary of the Kamloops Blazers. On the blue line, Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Kelowna Rocket D-man Kaden Korzak, and Braden Schneider of the Brandon Weed Kings. In the crease, 2 goaltenders, Taylor Gauthier of the Prince George Cougars, and Nolan Meyer, a late addition from the Saskatoon Blades. Players Cousins, Gauthier, Krebs, Korzak, Meyer, and Schneider helped Canada win a gold medal at the 2018 Hlinka-Gretzky Cup in the summer. In addition to the 9 players, WHL also represented on the team staff by Alan Miller of the Moose Jaw Warriors. He's serving with the team's management group, assistant coach Dave Struch, goaltending coach Adam Brown, and team physician Dr. Barry Weens.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
He's one of the top draft eligible players, not only in Manitoba, but across Western Canada, ahead for the WHL Bantam Draft set for Red Deer here in a couple weeks. He joins us on the line now. Connor Geeky, who played his hockey with the Yellowhead Chiefs Bantam AAA this past season. Connor, first of all, WHL Bantam Draft is on the horizon here. How much are you thinking about, you know, that big day ahead here for you?
I'm not trying to think about it too much, actually. I mean, my family's pretty low-key about that kind of stuff, right? I'm playing a lot of baseball right now, so it'll happen. I'll go where I go, right? Whether I go first, whether I go second, whether I go 10th, right? I can't control that, so I'm here to play my game, right? So that's all I'm looking for.
Connor, tell me about your game. You know, I see prototypical power forward just based on your frame here, but what kind of game do you play?
I'm probably a 200-foot player. As you know, my brother, I probably play more like him than anyone. We kind of see lanes the same, shoot the same, pass the same. Skating would probably be my downfall, but, I mean, you can always practice skating, right? Can't teach IQ. But really, if you look at Morgan, that's probably how I play the most. Kind of John Tavares is also another comparison. Can kind of put the puck in the net, but also more of an assist type guy, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned Morgan. He had a great run there with the Tri-City Americans, now playing pro, and you mentioned that, you know, he was a big part of you as far as, you know, trying to develop your game here. But how much did you look up to Morgan when you were growing up?
I'm still looking up to him, right? He's the biggest influence on me that I think my dad can both answer that. You know, in the summer, we come home, we shoot pucks, we work out, we pretty much do everything together, train, throw the ball even sometimes. He's just a huge, huge role model for me. He's paved the path for me, too, so it's pretty cool.
Obviously, you know, with your brother going through the WHL, you've been exposed to the league, and you know about the league here. So what do you know about the Western Hockey League now that, you know, you've seen your brother go through the ranks ever since he was 15 years old?
You know, it's a great league. It's big, it's strong, it's physical, and there's a lot of competition, right? Every team's out there to win the Mem Cup. It'd be an honor to play there, and I know Morgan really enjoyed it too, and especially the school part of things, you know, you get that scholarship at the end, right? So that's a big impact for me too.
All right, draft day, it's a school day here, but what's the plan, Connor? What are you going
to
do?
I mean, my mom, my dad, they're going to go to work. I'm going to go to school. Everything's going to be the same. I'm not going to change the day just because it's draft day, right? I mean, obviously, I'm going to have some high hopes, going to be excited, but not going to try and let that in the way. I think that day might even be baseball practice, so I'm hoping to go with that too.
That's great. Yeah, baseball. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, playing other sports to develop their game. You talk about baseball here a lot here. How much has that sport helped you kind of try to develop into a complete hockey player?
That sport helps me incredible. It's, as you know, or maybe you don't, but my brother is kind of in college, Division I JUCO, actually. And he's committed to baseball. And baseball for me is kind of another spot to get away, just kind of let loose and have fun on the field. I mean, I like baseball, but I love hockey, right? It's just kind of that little bit of difference. But baseball for me has just made me, like, hand-eye, obviously, speed, everything. It's just kind of all brought my game together and made me a better player.
Hey, Connor, great job with this. Draft day will be exciting here for sure. Connor Geeky, our guest from Strathclair, Manitoba. Best of luck on draft day, Connor. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, John.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say a special thanks to Trevor in Prince Albert for his help. Thanks to our guests this week as well. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.